This week's episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is brought to you by Audible. Get a free 30-day trial and an audiobook download of your choice.
My choosing.
Your choosing, Tom. An audiobook of Tom.
So I think, yeah, okay.
By going to tcgte.com/audible. Tom,
mm-hmm.
They have over 150,000 audiobooks.
I know. They got my audiobook in there, for goodness sakes.
The Meta?
It's not The Meta.
The Metal Man. You can get The Metal Man by Tom Reynolds. It's an adventure tale about a man made of metal. Steel, I believe.
That's true.
Or you can get any other book. Robinson Crusoe's probably on there.
Mm-hmm.
That's my pick of the week.
Robinson Crusoe?
Either Robinson Crusoe or The Metal Man by Tom Reynolds. You can get a free 30-day trial and any book you want. Any book. Not one of these two stupid books. By going to tcgte.com/audible. Do it today.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim. I love this energy, Tom.
Yeah. All right. Exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
How are you this week, Tim? What's new?
I'm livid.
About what?
Oh, you want to know what's new, Tom?
Yeah.
I'm moving away.
Where are you moving?
Out of New York City.
Ah, moving out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mama Leona can't make me stay anymore.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why are you moving out of New York City? That's going to make the podcast awfully difficult.
I know.
We're going to have to do it over the telephone.
Where are we moving to, Tom?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
You like it here?
I love it here.
You like it nickeled and dimed at every chance?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Sometimes I'm the one nickel and diming. Hustling.
No, you're not hustling. You're a hustler.
I'm on the street hustling.
You're not on the street hustling. And, you live in squalor.
You gotta spend money to make money.
But you haven't made any money in years.
Yeah, but I've been spending it.
I know.
So what goes around comes around.
Well, thanks in large part to that large cash settlement you got. Cash.
I got all those cash.
Yeah, no, you got a...
Resin cast.
Cast?
Cast.
I thought you had inherited money from Mama Cass.
Yeah, no.
Your distant great aunt.
No. That would have taken a long time for them to decipher that will for me to just begin. That woman died over 30 years ago.
What that thing was, she hid most of her money in her stomach.
That's a dead woman, Tim.
I know, but don't worry. She died before we were born. If somebody died before you were born, you can make fun of them.
Is that the case? I told you about it. I mean, people have seen this in other places. But I remember in college, we had like I went to the University of Maryland, and we had Maryland Day, which was, I don't really know what it was. It was just Maryland Day, and a bunch of strangers would come to school.
Strangers?
Like the campus is open to everyone.
Okay.
So a lot of pervs. A lot of pervs that are into co-eds, they would come with their, you know, mirror shoes and stuff, looking around. But they had a big inflatable Titanic water slide, which, it was a big tragedy. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, but I mean, it was long enough that, like...
Yeah, even that old lady on the ship is dead after she threw the diamond in the water.
Was that Kate Winslet... Grown up?
Yeah, grown. Kate Winslet is grown up.
Yeah, no, all grown up. I mean,
all grown up. Yeah. Yeah, that was her. All grown up.
Yeah, that was So she went back. I never saw Titanic.
What?
So the ship.
Well, hit pause, Tim. You're in for a 3-hour treat.
The ship sinks.
Mm-hmm.
Leo's lips turn blue. He dies.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
And then she goes back at the end of the movie to give him back his necklace.
No, Bill Paxton is an adventurer. I think he's supposed to be James Cameron in it, where he's like a guy who's really into little submarines and stuff.
Fooling around in a one-man submarine?
Yeah. And I don't know why she's on the boat, because I think it's kind of implied, like, she knows where the Titanic sank, so, like, we'll take
nobody
her.
Else does?
I don't know. I forget what the reasoning was for them to take, like, a 98-year-old woman out on this expedition in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, if I'm ever going adventuring...
No, don't bring an old lady.
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't care how charismatic she is.
She wasn't even that charismatic. She was like, you know, that kind of old, that, it's like, oh, be careful. You know, somebody might accidentally kill this woman just by, like, you know, you're going
to... Your bones are way too brittle to even be on, like, anything going more than 5 miles per hour.
Yeah, yeah. Let alone a adventure ship.
Yeah.
And,
on the high seas.
Yeah. And I think it's like Bill Paxton.
We all know what happened last time she went on a ship.
Yeah.
It sank.
But Bill Paxton's like looking for the jewel. And she had the jewel hidden on her person the entire time. They never say where. We'll leave that to the imagination. And then she throws it in the water at the end when nobody's looking. So it's like some old lady that was along to, you know.
She could have thrown that in the bay
everyone.
And it would have been fine.
She could have just thrown it in the garbage.
Yeah.
No, I think it was like, oh, I need to put this back. And, you know, the jewel was, not why the ship sank, but something like that. I don't know.
Tom, it doesn't change anything. I'm moving out of New York City. I don't care how great the movie Titanic is.
Why are you moving out of New York City?
I'm done getting nickeled and dimed at every turn. My car got towed, Tom.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you, I've had a car in New York City for almost a decade now.
Yeah, that's all. I had a car in New York City a few weeks ago for like a week or two, and
it's a full-time job having a car in New York City.
It really is. It's so stressful.
Yeah, you have to go tend to it like 4 times a day.
Yeah. Oh, well, it doesn't help that, as you know, I'm terrible at directions. I did not remember where I parked this car even one time.
Oh, yeah. And my car is by far the most expensive thing I own.
Yeah.
And it's just
you have to leave it outside. You ain't even bring it inside most of the time.
Most of the time, I'm too lazy to carry it up the stairs, so I just park it. There's street parking here.
Mm-hmm.
Very limited.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walk away from the car, and sometimes it's like I park this car every day for years. How am I supposed to remember, like, oh, yeah, this specific time? Like, I always have to replace. It's like memento. I have to
write it
tattoo
down.
It on my body.
No, see, every time I would park a car, I would be like, all right, I should write this down because I always forget. And I'd be like, I remember this time.
Yeah.
And then I'll just remember, like, the last 3 places I parked a car and forget which one. Usually it's in the morning. Like, I had to get up, and I'm like, oh, I got to move the car. Gotta make the donuts.
Yeah. Some shots it's taken, like I've gotten many tickets, parking tickets, because every day pretty much you have to move your car from the other side of the street parking. I don't want to get into the minutia here.
Well, it sounds like you don't know it if you're always getting tickets.
Well, no, I'm just not on top of things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, since I moved almost 8 months ago, one parking ticket. But then my car got towed yesterday, so that's not a...
So that kind of erased all the other good behavior.
I parked in front of a hydrant, Tom.
Well, what are you? You hate people stuck in fires?
I do not hate people stuck in fires, Tom. In fact, I don't think this hydrant... I don't think there's a hose long enough to reach anything that could possibly be on fire.
What about the street? Streets of fire.
Streets of fire doesn't happen anymore, Tom.
Can.
Now with the new sealants they use.
Oh, really?
Entire streets, like the pavement, rarely catches on fire these days.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of a... That's, yeah.
So often.
No, that's kind of an outdated reference you're making, Tom. So I parked in front of this hydrant, not on purpose.
Well, it sounds like you did on purpose. You said you did it.
I know. That doesn't mean you did a lot of.
So what? You didn't see it?
You pooped your pants 3 weeks ago, Tom. Was that on purpose?
Yeah, it was, Tim. It was a show off.
Then why did you say, everybody, I had an accident?
Yeah, just to lighten the mood a little bit.
Huh. That's good. We all.
Yeah.
No, there was so much overgrowth, Tom. I took pictures on my phone.
Boring
before
party.
Before I came over here, because I knew you'd call me out on it. You can look at it.
I submitted to evidence. Are you going to put these on the website?
Yeah, I'd like to put these on. Scroll back through these and tell me.
You got your brightness so low on this goddamn thing.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because the iPhone battery is terrible, Tom.
Oh, don't say that.
So. Oh, yes.
Where's the hydrant? Oh, there. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There is so much growth. And by the way, that next to city-owned property. This is city, this is the city's responsibility to keep those weeds.
They keep it maintained, yeah.
And they have not maintained it. But there's not enough resources to keep the grass cut, but there's enough resources to tow my car.
Yeah.
If I park.
Well, because there's money in one, not in the other.
Right. Exactly, Tom. And this is my point.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot live here because the government is stealing all my money.
Uh-huh.
Tom, this experience, you know what I did? I had to go pick up my car last night from the tow lot.
The impound, yeah.
I drove right to the docks, and I got on one of these ships. I just started throwing that tea right into the harbor, Tom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
I was
really?
Like, you know what?
Yes.
Yeah, one night, all it took... to transform me from a bleeding heart liberal
mm-hmm.
to one of these tea party guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've been throwing tea, Tom, uh-huh. into all sorts of bodies of water over the last, like,
what
18
kind of,
hours.
What kind of tea was it? Because, yeah, if it was, like, you know, green tea or something, you might have been going after the wrong guys.
Oh, yeah, no.
It was like Earl Grey.
This is Earl Grey,
uh-huh.
Just regular Lipton, because uh-huh. they're big tea, right?
Yeah.
And it's the corporations in bed with the city government, right?
With the and the tow truck drivers.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't even look, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I messed up, right? You live in New York long enough, and you're stupid enough to have a car.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna mess up. You're gonna get a towed.
Right.
Whatever. Look, I'll take full responsibility for this,
mm-hmm.
right? Even though.
Well, sounds like you're
not. Even though I take absolutely no responsibility.
Yeah, I don't think you understand what full responsibility means.
That's like that's a like politician thing nowadays. Like when they're caught in a scandal and they
yeah.
try to like blame it on it. The buck stops here. I take full responsibility.
I'm not going
to. But I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
I don't have to answer for it. It's like
yeah.
that's what the buck stops here means. So that's what taking full responsibility means. I take responsibility for all sorts of things, Tom. whatever. They tow it. I go there. And I'm expecting to get raked over the coals a little bit, right?
Right, yeah.
So I'm looking at the sign. There's a sign
looking at the
in
coals,
there.
Seeing how hot they were.
There's a sign there saying that one of them says for towing, the charges.
Yeah.
Towing, $185. Tow charge.
Oh, I would have charged you half that, Tim.
I know.
You should have had me tow your car.
Look, I know a guy with a tow truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
Yeah.
You would have charged you half that.
Yeah.
And then it says under there, boot charge,
mm-hmm.
$185. You know what boot is when they put
yeah,
a boot?
You put them on your feet.
No,
you
no,
probably
no.
already had a pair, though. You didn't even need them.
I know. And it's like $185 per boot.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know.
Really?
But turns out, irrelevant, Tom, these questions.
Uh-huh.
Didn't. A boot is the thing they put on a car so that you can't drive it. It attaches
oh,
to one
terrible.
Of the wheels.
Why would they do that?
And then there was, per day, you had to pay $20 to store your car in that lot.
Mm-hmm.
That they brought it there.
Again, Tim, you could have parked outside my apartment and
yeah, I know.
I would charge you half.
I mean, that's very generous, Tom. But fool me once.
Mm-hmm.
Free parking on the street, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that if it was... I thought the rule, you told me, if you park in front of someone's building,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay them.
Well, I mean...
A pre-negotiated fee.
You think that parking meter that I installed out there was cheap? The parking meter that I for me, and I take all the coins out, and I use them at the arcade. At the arcade... So, all right, boot fee, lot
whatever,
fee,
whatever. Yeah, all right,
fee,
so whatever.
Lot of fees.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm figuring,
you're
you
up
know,
to your eyeballs in fees.
A couple days in there, that's $40 plus the tow fee. I should be up to, you know, around $225.
Oh, so you just, like, left it there?
No, because, like, I parked there on a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't find out till,
oh.
or on a Tuesday evening,
mm-hmm.
and they towed it Tuesday evening, and I didn't realize till Wednesday evening when I went
right.
to go move it again.
How did you know it wasn't stolen?
I didn't. I freaked out.
Yeah.
I called, and then they were just... They make it very easy for you to be like, oh, yeah, no, we have your car, and they're all nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, you have the most expensive thing that I own that I thought
almost,
was just
almost
taken
$500, if I'm not mistaken.
That was a $435 car, Tom.
Yeah.
I negotiated it down from $437.50.
Not bad.
Yeah. But then they're like, all right, this is going to be $390.
So wait, you said they're nonchalant about it. Would you rather they, like, sent you a ransom letter? Is that what you're expecting?
I just, like, it's like, yeah, we got your car. Yeah, come pick it up.
We got
and
your
like,
car.
Okay,
if you ever want to see it in one piece, they don't try and convince you that they've got the magnet thing and it's going to lift it into the capacitor and turn it into a little
cube. No, because they want
you
to keep it there as long as possible because they got this huge lot.
Probably not the guy who gets to compact the cars. Yeah, he's like, give me more. It's fun.
Yeah, that's the line of work that we should have gotten into, Tom. And you should start a car crushing business.
Yeah.
One of the overhead, I bet buying one of those car crushers is so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
We'll lease it.
So anyway, here's the thing. This just makes a greater point about why I hate New York City.
All right.
They charge me both a boot fee.
Mm-hmm.
And a tow fee.
Yeah, you don't need to put the boot on if you're towing it.
Now, I remember about a year ago,
mm-hmm.
I read that New York City announced that they were going to, instead of towing cars,
mm-hmm.
in many cases, just put a boot on a car.
Right.
And
then you'd have to pay to get it off.
The new booting program would reduce the time that drivers have to wait before getting their vehicles back. In addition, they claim the self-release booting is less expensive than towing. Since most booted motorists will pay no tow fee and no storage fees, most vehicle owners will pay 20% to 30% less in fees to get their cars back. So this was a program touted
uh-huh.
as like, we are going to save people money.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever somebody who has a monopoly
uh-huh.
claims that they're saving you money, they're not. They're lying. And this is what
they
do.
No reason for them to
do. Yeah, exactly. They want as much money as possible.
No.
And so this was the thing. They said, I said, why would
that? How's a small-time tow operator like me supposed to compete with them, even offering half-price discounts?
Exactly. I don't think you understand how any of this works.
No.
So basically,
it's another huge
hurdle. They told me, no, we put the boot on
mm-hmm.
for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then you have 2 hours to call us.
Mm-hmm.
To come, and then we'll give you the code. And 2 hours later,
well, they give you the code.
Yeah.
And then what happens to the boot?
You have to no, you have to return it to them. It's still mm-hmm. like,
you
or you pay
it?
Like $1 million. I'm sure like they're like, oh, this is boots, and then like
just put it on another car.
That'd be pretty sweet.
But then they'd be so mad.
But then they're like, and after that, if you don't call us within 2 hours, then we tow you. So
this
whole thing.
Twice as much work.
Yeah. So this whole thing is just like, we're making it so much more convenient by putting this asinine fucking time limit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, now there's statistics somewhere how many people leave their cars for more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
they're like, this is great because 100% of those people, we will now be able to double charge and then go out and have a fucking press conference about how we're saving people money. Never believe them when they say, when your cable company
yeah.
tells you, oh, yeah, we've lowered our rates for internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They lowered their rates for the internet that you can't even download a fucking recipe on. a standard 200-word recipe. They've lowered the
standard 200. You don't know what the standard recipe is.
I've been doing a lot of baking, Tom.
And you know the standard.
But they'll be like, oh yes, $15.99 a month for this completely worthless internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't do anything on it.
Yeah,
you can't
dial
up. Move it. Yeah, exactly. And then they jack up the prices on everything else. So they're
mm-hmm.
like, we're lowering prices on this one useless thing.
Everything
and
else
raising,
is doubling.
Yeah, but they don't tell you that, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the New York Yankees tell you, like, oh, in our new stadium,
mm-hmm.
We're going to have, some $10 seats. That's the cheapest seats that have ever been in a Yankee stadium. And
yeah,
like,
but it's in the old stadium where the game doesn't even happen.
Exactly. And you got a 1 in 10 chance of getting crushed by one of those car crushers because it's just a junkyard now.
Is it?
No.
I was going to say.
No, but those $10 seats are, like, behind poles. You can't
yeah,
see anything.
Yeah.
And there's, like, 5 of those seats. And meanwhile, every other seat, like, Well, unless you're a Wall Street millionaire, we don't want you here.
You're sitting behind a pole. You got to elbow the millionaire next to you and be like, oh, what just happened?
Yeah, you got to borrow his one of his earbuds from his transistor radio.
What happened?
Yeah, tonight.
I heard the roar of the crowd. What happened? Tell me.
Please, sir.
And then that guy, he's got a, well, he probably gets a discount on the ticket because they say, well, these are discounted seats. It's not an obstructive view, but you're going to have to give live play-by-play to the cheapskate next to you.
Right. Millionaire taking in live play-by-play, Tom.
Yeah.
So that happened. And I'm happy to get shaken down.
It doesn't sound like you are.
If it had been $200, look, that happens. But $400 in a shakedown.
$400?
Oh, and then it was like, oh, there's a 3% credit card fee. Or we have an ATM over there that it costs $8 to take money.
$8? What is this, a casino?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can't get mad at the woman who's working on a Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m.
Yeah, she's not taking that money home.
In the middle of July in an air-conditioned lift. Like, they have a million fans blowing.
Mm-hmm.
And all she does is just get... I was like, that is asinine. I started, being mad at her. And she's like, yeah, it is.
What are you going to do about it?
But, she's like, I agree with you. I don't know why you think that...
I have any control.
And this is it. It's customer service, man, protects the powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to have a revolution unless we realize we need to align with the customer service people. This Comcast guy, Tom?
Yeah.
That, the thing that went viral, the guy tried to cancel his...
Ryan Block. He's the internet guy.
Yeah, he tried to cancel his cable service, his internet service,
mm-hmm.
and the customer service representative wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
But that guy was motivated by if you don't reach these benchmarks, you probably lose your out of 100 people, if you don't get 50 of them not to cancel,
You're not going to get paid.
And
you do that, 2 weeks in a row, you're going to get fired.
Yeah, that guy, that customer service guy, sounded so fucking desperate.
Well,
he's not going to feed his kids unless this guy does not cancel with him.
Yeah,
he's like, go to the store and cancel, but,
please, just don't do it with me.
I am deep shit if I let you cancel.
Yeah, they pit you against the other guy. Do you follow that guy on Twitter, Ryan?
No, I saw a picture where he wears a Superman costume and he's really angry.
I don't think that's an everyday thing.
Okay.
because that was interesting, Comcast, issued a thing, statement about him, or we've been in touch with them, blah, 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 and he's like, this is the first I've heard from anyone. They haven't been in touch with me.
Right.
And he tweeted, I'm curious if there was any kind of response at all, because he tweeted it out. He was like, my first job was in customer service. I want to reiterate, I do not want you to fire this person, Comcast. It's not their fault. It's yours.
But that's
we're going to solve the problem by firing this guy because he's not,
This is your system that you've created.
Yeah.
And you're pitting desperate people against each other.
Yeah, people are desperate to get rid of Comcast.
We're all in the goddamn Thunderdome and all these millionaires and corrupt guys are lighting their big cigars with $100 bills.
Yeah, watching us duke it out.
Yeah. It's a
for
game.
A buck.
Tom, it's a game to them. It's all a big game. And I, for one, am not playing it. I'm moving away. I'm moving to the woods. Oh, and then I got home.
Uh-huh.
And I calmed down a little. I'm going to go to bed.
They took your bed away.
No. 12:30 a.m.
Uh-huh.
They start jackhammering outside.
Who does?
I don't know. And I'm, freaking out.
Maybe it was just a hobbyist?
It was somebody jackhammering for an hour, just down the street enough that I, couldn't see out of the window.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is either, some city worker who, is just going to be like, yeah, pal, go back to sleep if I confront them.
Yeah.
Or somebody jackhammering illegally. Uh-huh. It's like, that's not a guy I want somebody...
He's trying to hide something under the road.
...that owns a jackhammer for his own personal use.
Yeah, that's too late for jackhammering. You should have called 311.
Yeah, but you can't get anywhere with these.
You just told me that you called them about your car being gone, and
yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, the Melissa 311, yeah, because they're happy to be like, oh, yeah, just go here and pay us $400.
No.
If they're like, oh, yeah, we'll make that jackhammering stop. Give us a grand. Then they gladly help me out.
I don't think they do that.
No, exactly. If they can't monetize it, they don't want to help you.
Yeah. Well, you should have threatened and told them, well, I'm thinking about leaving this city.
That's true. That's what we always forget, Tom.
And then they would have switched.
As New York City residents, we have the leverage.
Yeah, then they would have switched you over to their retention department to convince you to stay in New York. They'd be like, do you know that CBGB's is here, a very famous rock and roll club?
Tom, I got bad news for
you. What?
I hope you're sitting down.
I am. You're looking at me.
Even my eyes are closed.
Yeah, I don't know why you've been doing this whole episode with your eyes closed.
Sometimes I just want to remind myself how much of a hero Stevie Wonder is.
All right.
How difficult it must be. Like, the drive over here, Tom, I don't know how he drives the car.
I don't think he does.
Come again?
I don't think...
Oh, because he's rich, he has a driver.
Well, and not only that, but, you know...
Drives in a limo. Look, you can villainize him all you want, Tom. Oh, big, rich rock and roll star. But he's wrote some pretty inspiring tales, and I think some songs and tales.
I wasn't aware that he's written any tales.
Part-time Lover, it reads like a Poe story.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. You don't know what's going on.
Oh, that's going to be stuck in my head. Stop the recording. I want to go listen to Part-Time Lover. Tim, what's the point of you telling me all this junk?
I think it's a nice segue into our new podcast.
Uh-huh.
Complete guide to everything consumer corner.
Consumer affairs.
This week on complete guide to everything consumer corner.
Uh-huh.
This is what we're renaming the podcast.
It sounds clunky. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, but consumer corner. That's alliterated. No.
Consumer corner. It sounds cooler.
No, consumer
like Mortal Kombat.
And then corner with a K.
Yeah.
CK like Calvin Klein.
Cool.
That way we can use the CK1 logo.
Yeah, and they can't do anything about it.
No, it's like, we got CK in our name. What are you going to do about it?
Just a coincidence.
Sorry. Or no, it's legal, Tom.
Yeah.
If my company is also called CK, I'm going to use your logo, Calvin Klein. Fair use doctrine. Why not?
I came up with it, too.
Yeah.
It's just two letters.
Yeah.
Anyone can do it.
Yeah. Why? What are you being all lazy for?
You think nobody else thought of this? Anyway,
the arrogance on this guy.
Consumer corner.
This week we'll be discussing fitness trackers. It's all the rage in consumer electronics.
Well, you had tweeted you were asking for recommendations about this week.
Oh, and Tom.
What?
Can I just ask you?
All right.
Or I'm either asking a question. I'm asking for you to do something or our listeners to stop doing something or our Twitter followers.
Me to do something and them to stop doing something?
Yeah.
What?
Or both of you to stop doing something. Everybody, if Tom makes an Ask Jeeves joke, do not act like that's funny, Tom.
Oh, it's very funny.
I'm asking you to retire your Ask Jeeves joke that you make 8 times a day.
Oh,
we get it.
Ask
Jeeves is a thing that doesn't exist anymore. I said, hey, to my tweeps, that's what they're called, Tom. I said, hey, tweeps. Yo, tweeps. I got a quick Q. Let's do a quick Q&A here. My Q, your A, right? Like that. And then I go, what's the best fitness tracker? Because I'm just trying to keep in shape.
I'm just trying to track my fitness.
You know how I do.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me back, tweeps.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people...
This is a series of 10 tweets.
Yeah. Some people were helpful, and they tweeted back at me some fitness trackers and some links.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come, what do you think this is, Tim? AskJeeves.com.
Yeah.
All right, Tom, I get it.
And the stars came rolling
Did
in.
Did they?
The faves.
Did you get a lot of faves?
Yeah, lots of faves. I always get faves when I pick on you. People like seeing...
Tired
jokes.
People
you
like
know.
The same jokes over and over again. Nobody ever went,
No, people like seeing,
broke in faves by, underestimating the intelligence of the internet public.
People like seeing a like a high status character like you being taken down a peg.
Oh. By so you're punching up. So
yeah,
above
exactly.
You. Okay, that's cool. It's not bullying.
I'm the David to your Goliath. People like,
is that a crack about my weight, Tom? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do something about it. I'm a big guy, yeah, but I'm trying to track my fitness, and then hopefully that will lead to... Now, if you track your fitness,
mm-hmm.
do you then have to do anything, or do the pounds just melt off?
Yeah, they just melt off. No, I mean, the idea behind these this fitness tracker craze, it's been going on for a couple of years now, is that, you know, a quantitative self, that's what they call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That if you, you know, are tracking this stuff, even just by tracking it, you'll be aware.
Right.
Like, oh, I didn't realize I don't move at all, but I live a pretty sedentary lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that.
And that'll encourage you to move more.
However, just looking through, I feel like these fitness trackers mm-hmm. are just basically pedometers.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, some of them are just not very accurate pedometers.
They're fairly accurate, it seems like. I know some, excuse me, I have one.
Oh, gee, are you wearing it right now?
No. I have one that was a clip-on one that I could just put in my pocket.
What was it?
A Fitbit.
Fitbit what?
Fitbit, fucking Fitbit.
No, there's four different Fitbits.
I know, I don't know which one it was.
I've done a lot of research. Tom, we're doing a consumer corner podcast here,
uh-huh.
and you haven't even done the basic, you don't even have basic information on the one that you own?
Well,
on Tom's pick?
Well,
on Tom's consumer corner fitness tracker pick? You don't even know the name of it?
Well, no, because I lost it. I don't know where the hell it went. Yeah. That's the problem with these things, Tim, is that when you lose them, you can't call them. They're not like a phone or a dog. you know, it's just somewhere, and I don't know where it is.
I mean, a lot of people keep track of things that they own.
Well, I've never met them. But my point was going to be this one also, it could measure altitude. So it could tell...
So it knows when you're climbing the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay. Did it track your sleep?
It could, yeah.
All these things are like, we'll track your sleep. And I'm like, awesome. I know exactly what time I went to bed, though. And I know exactly when I wake up.
But you don't know how restless you were or weren't.
Oh, I know how not at all. I wake up in the exact same position every morning. Tom, it's not a joke. I am really, really good at sleeping.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. So the night terrors, those don't happen anymore?
No. No, not that. I mean, I have to drink myself into oblivion before going to this. I just drink. I know, when
it's
I say
really
what time I go to bed, I know roughly what time I black out.
Right. About one bottle in.
Yeah.
A big bottle, though. Like a liter bottle of whiskey.
Yeah. And it's got to be the cheap stuff.
Mm-hmm. Or else what?
I mean, I black out fast. The more, the purer it is,
uh-huh.
the less, you know, I just get drunk and happy.
Right. Oh, yeah. You need something
I
that's going
to
slow you down. Slow down your body's metabolism.
Exactly. And just...
I forgot. We didn't mention the segue here was that you were going to buy... A fitness tracker.
I was going to buy one last night, and this is how government, big government...
Keeps you fat.
Keeps you fat, and guess what? Is killing small business in this country, Tom. I was all set to buy a Fitbit.
Uh-huh,
right?
From a local small business that makes them.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're
bespoke.
They're not made by, like, Samsung.
Yeah,
like,
they are. I mean, Nike.
No, Fitbit is...
Oh, no. But, I mean, they're a pretty big company.
Yeah, but they're upstarts. They're not a huge conglomerate. Mm-hmm. I was going to support them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I can't spend my $92 on that because Uncle Sam wanted to shake me down for $400.
Oh, well, Uncle Sam's reading your tweets. That's why. They're like,
exactly.
Oh, this guy's got money to spend. Go boot his car.
Yeah, go...
And we know he's at home.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be checking. So right after that, you can tow it.
Go install the fire hydrant in all these weeds.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one of those stripped fire hydrants, too, like that. I don't think you can...
it
even functional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just such a...
What,
So anyway...
This is the code that you put into the boot. How many digits does it have?
I don't know.
What are your odds of guessing?
I did not have an opportunity, Tom. I think it's letters and numbers.
It has a lot of...
a lot of possibilities.
Letters. How do you input the letters?
With the keypad.
So it's got like 26 keys on there? And numbers? So it's got like 36 keys? Wow.
Yeah.
I'd like to get one of these things for my own personal use.
I don't think they sell consumer-grade boots to cars, because you can do a lot of damage with that, Tom.
Driving around with it on?
No, you can just put it on somebody's car. It's the same reason why you can't... I wouldn't trust anybody with their own jackhammer or their own car boots.
You know what? That guy who's got the jackhammer, he probably knows where I could get a boot.
It's true.
Let me know
if
he's
out
there tonight.
And I
just
don't
ask him.
Murder him with my bare hands, because I don't think I'll be able to get close.
Uh-huh.
So I'll try to murder him real quick. If that doesn't work, I'll be like, hey.
Well, he won't hear you coming.
Yeah, exactly. But if he fights me off, then I'll be like, okay, you win.
If he turns the jackhammer on
just,
you.
Just for, not even for me, because I know you're probably mad at me for trying to kill you a moment ago. But my buddy Tom wants to know, where'd you get the jackhammer?
Yeah, and?
And do you know, do you think you could get a boot there, too?
Yeah. And if not, where
do you think? Yeah, because he's the guy who knows things.
Yeah. So but that was my point. You can't afford a fitness tracker now because...
Well, I felt like it was going to be kind of a frivolous purchase anyway.
Yeah.
And like,
and then when you have an unnecessary purchase that's four times that amount that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, I'm not going to go home and be like, well, back to that total
thing I don't really need.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had that. I'm trying to remember an example. I had something like that happen once where I was going to buy something stupid, but that I was really excited about. Like, stupider than I don't think a fitness tracker is that stupid. It was, like, something way more frivolous. And yeah, I had some unexpected expense. I think it was maybe, like, ATM fees, like a check got cashed, and then I got, like, five overage charges in a row for, like, little tiny amounts. And I was the maddest I've ever been that... Like, I couldn't buy something. I could still buy it, but that I shouldn't because somebody else took money from me I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever had the bad version of that where, like, you make a frivolous purchase and then, like, 2 days later it's like, oh, my God, I didn't realize, like, the IRS told me I owe, like, $800 extra. It's like, well, I just bought this, pie maker.
Cake weight. Yeah. Oh, pie maker.
Yeah. It's an oven.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put a pie in there. It heats up the
give
pie.
Give it an hour or so.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you've never had a pie like this. It's baked.
I've never made a pie. Have you ever made a pie?
Yeah, I have.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't, like, spearhead the...
Oh, okay. You were just involved.
Yeah. Like, I think,
I could see that.
Yeah. My mom was learning to make pies from a friend of hers. She's really good at making pies.
Did she have a rolling pin and everything?
Yeah. And,
bash you on the head with it?
I don't remember a lot of it. I remember...
Yeah, well, unless that happens when you get a rolling pin involved, people, they see cartoons.
They get some
bad ideas in their head about what they can use a rolling pin or a frying pan for.
So anyway, Tom... So, how long did you use your fitness tracker for?
For a decent amount of time.
Was it helpful?
Yeah.
What did you track? You tracked the number of steps that you took?
Number of steps. And the app could track, you could input other stuff, but, like, I never really bothered with that. But, you could input, like, what you ate, and it'd be like, okay, well, here's how many calories you burned.
See, I'm looking, I got a lot of time on my hands right now, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've been starting to exercise. I've been eating well.
Because,
like, when you're not busy, doing that shit is so easy.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, it's the one thing that makes you not want to kill yourself.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing. It's weird. Like, people who are overworked, like, a lot of times they're overweight because it's, they don't have time.
Yeah.
They're like, well, I'll just eat McDonald's.
Yeah,
even though I'm working so much, you would think that would burn a lot of calories. But it's like, nah, I don't have time to have a decent meal.
Yeah. So I want to go all in on this for, like, I don't know, a couple weeks at least. And then when I'm, like,
really
Adonis,
ripped.
Then I'll be like, well, that's motivation to keep this going.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not there yet. Right. And now, well, sadly,
you don't
thanks,
even have the
thanks to Bill de Blasio and his City Hall goons, I'll just be a mess my entire life. Thanks, de Blasio.
What were you going to do with this fitness tracker? What kind of fitness were you thinking about doing, tracking?
Here's the thing. I wanted to keep track of steps and set goals, because you could set a goal for, like, I want
to
take...
You're supposed to take 10,000 steps a day.
Right, and how many miles is that, roughly?
Maybe, like, 3 or 4.
Right, and I think I do that, but also, if I'm counting
something... I
don't
think you do that.
How do you know?
I just don't think you do that. You got a car.
I rarely drive my car, Tom.
Well, that's...
And it was gone for 2 days, and I didn't realize it.
Where do you walk?
I walk to the supermarket.
Every day?
Pretty much every day.
And what, you buy, like, a tub of ice cream and you eat that
at
home?
No, I'm on this thing where, like, I got time right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just buy, like, a day's worth of food. Anywhere I need to go, like, if I'm going out, I rarely, like, if it's within a couple miles,
mm-hmm.
I'll walk it. I'll always walk it.
How'd you get here today?
I walked it.
No, you didn't.
Pogo stick. How many does it count?
Pogo stick?
Pogos?
Yeah. No, you gotta get a special pogo stick.
See, you gotta buy an adapter for everything.
Skip It was kind of the first fitness tracker, huh?
Sure was.
Does that have a little counter on it, or count how many times you skipped it? Maybe not the first Skip It had it. Maybe it did. Do you remember?
I don't know. That was for girls, Tom.
It wasn't necessarily just
it
girls.
It was pink.
Did you have a pogo ball?
I did not, and I would never let my kid have a pogo ball. It's like a pogo stick, except way easier just to, like, face plant.
Yeah, I had a pogo ball, and I remember, like, I had to, that was maybe, like, one of the hardest things I had to campaign for to get.
Yeah.
And then when I got it, it was like, this stinks.
Yeah, it seemed like so many people had it.
It didn't bounce or anything.
Nobody was good at it. I never saw anybody, like, bouncing around on a pogo ball.
I could do it, but there wasn't really anything to, like, you didn't bounce on it. You just kind of, like, jumped up and down.
Right.
It was a big scam. Big pogo.
Big pogo. What are we talking about?
The fitness tracker.
Oh, yeah.
So, here's the thing that I had with my Fitbit. I still have it. I had to put more batteries in it and reset the Wi-Fi and everything, but I have a Fitbit scale as well.
Is that one of those scales that shames you on Twitter?
I think you probably set it up to do that, but, you know, I'm shamed enough on Twitter. I don't need...
Well, no. I mean, every time you feel shamed on Twitter, Tom, make your hilarious Ask Jeeves joke for the 4,000th time. And
then get a bunch
of
stars.
Watch the faves, yep.
But it weighs you, of course, because it's a scale. And then it gets your body fat and your BMI. And,
ew. What does it do with that?
No, not your BM.
Huh.
Your BMI, body mass index.
Oh, okay.
And it uploads all that to the same server, so then you can correlate, you know, if you're walking more, if you're losing weight, and also, like, if you're losing weight but you're losing muscle, then that's no good, you know, or you could be staying the same weight but you're turning fat into muscle.
Right.
And then you would know it.
Exactly.
And you can set goals and stuff.
Well, I'm sold. I'd like to purchase a Fitbit scale, Tom.
You don't have the money, Tim.
All right. So this is going to be the big thing in wearables, right?
Well, yeah. They're, you know, Samsung and Google and stuff, they got the watches, and there are all these rumors that Apple's going to put out a watch, and it's going to track everything.
I was waiting for the Apple Watch because, like, I feel like that is going to be their in, like, because... That wearable technology, nobody's fallen for that yet. Like, there's nothing useful. It's like, I don't have to reach into my phone whenever I get an reply.
Yeah.
It's like, give a shit. You want to have to look at your watch? If you have any notifications set up when you get an at reply on Twitter, there's no way to live your life.
I get a notification if I'm following the person. Or if they saved one of my hilarious Ask Jeeves jokes.
Yeah, well, that's just for the Ask Jeeves joke.
Yeah, it's a special filter. It goes through, like, 10 different servers.
Nice.
But they're, you know, they're working on all these fitness trackers that are going to, like, measure your sweat and your glucose levels and your pulse and your blood pressure.
Cool. And I was going to wait for that Apple one because I feel like they're teaming up with Nike. And,
yeah.
But then I read, like, it's not going to come till the end of this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've only been an early adopter of Apple products.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, when it comes to technology. So, like, I don't know if this is just with them or with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But the first version of every Apple product is like, oh, cool. And then it's like, oh, and 6 months later, we'll release the second version of it, which is 80,000 times better. And then as they come out with different versions, each one is a little better.
Yeah,
but from
there's
one
always,
to two,
yeah, there's
it's
always
like,
biggest difference.
Like I would spend like $800 on the iPad 1,
yeah.
And then a couple months later, they're like,
a couple of months is a year.
And then they're like, oh, and the iPad 2 can connect to the internet. And I was like, oh man, I thought the 1 was pretty good, but now this one connects to the internet?
I don't think that first thing you have is an iPad.
And it was, this might have been before the one, because, like, the iPad 2 had the touchscreen, too, instead of those, two knobs.
Oh, yeah.
The little white knob.
Yeah, no, it was the black and white, too, the iPad you had?
No, it was, I think it was one of those, like, go red, iPads.
Like, Project Red?
Yeah, Project Red, because it was red. And, like, gray, I guess? Or is it special, like, U2...
U2 gray?
Yeah.
No, I don't think... Tim, I think that was an Etch-a-Sketch that you had. How much did that cost you? How much did that set you back?
$900, Tom.
That, see? That, yeah. Where'd you buy that from?
I bought it from you, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah. No, that's a collector's edition.
Oh, good.
That's going to be worth a lot of money
so
someday.
Should I put it on eBay yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
You should hold off. You know, keep it in the box. Like I said, and, one day that's going to be your college fund.
Sweet. I can't wait to go to college, Tom. All right, but Tom, this wearable technology.
Yes.
You're going all in on this, right?
No, I'm not going all in because you know that I hate Google Glass with a passion.
Right. Okay. You know what the thing is? Everybody.
I have a Pebble and I like it, but I'm also fully aware that that's an early adopter thing.
Sure. Okay.
And that in a year or two, that thing's going to be junk and not everything's going to be so much better.
Right.
It's going to be like when the iPhone came out, and people were really into phones before that and spent a lot of money on phones.
Like on the Razr. Everybody was talking about the Razr.
Yeah.
I don't care about
that. And it's like I got this new one that can hold 4 songs.
Yeah.
Now those things are junk.
Right.
Not worth the paper they're printed on.
I don't think that's how phones work, Tom.
Well, really thin ones.
Wow. No, the Razr was at least made of metal.
Yeah.
It's very sharp, though. Always slicing my fingers open on that thing. The thing that bothers me about, this is what I don't trust about wearables.
All right.
These, Silicon Valley types.
Mm-hmm.
They are all about design. Design. But they also have, like, the worst fashion sense.
Yeah,
and, like, worst,
horrible
like,
face.
Yeah,
sometimes.
It's like, for them to be like, oh, this is sleek and the most elegant thing. It's like, yeah, if you're some asshole, like, yeah, sure, it's really elegant. But, like, I don't want to, there's this one fitness tracker that actually looks pretty cool. You could wear it in the pool, but that didn't matter to me because I haven't been in a pool in, like, 12 years. But the Misfit, you know that thing?
No.
Shine. It looks like a little, like, pebble thing. And it's just, like, this smooth kind of disc.
Uh-huh.
But it's, like, you wear it like a watch.
Okay.
And then it has a watch band, and it's just this plain circle on your wrist. And it's, like, I don't want to, that's not, like, attractive.
Yeah, because then it's, like, what are you, wearing a broken watch, you dummy?
Yeah, and it's, like, maybe some guy who shaves his head and is very and only wears all tight, black-fitting clothes And he's like, oh, I'm from the future. Like, yeah, maybe that would make sense.
Is that when you think Silicon Valley's
I think so, Tom. You ever been there?
No.
I've been there.
Oh, yeah. I have been there.
And the other thing that, this Misfit actually looks pretty cool. But I think they're all messed up because they have this as fitness tracker. And it's like, look good while being as healthy as you can be. Mm-hmm. And they sell the regular one. And they just came out with this other one, special edition. And it's red.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Coca-Cola red.
What?
And it's like, they've partnered, like, this health and fitness company has partnered with Coca-Cola. And it's like...
The sugar water company.
Yeah. I want all my health products.
Yeah, to be...
To be made by the thing that's going to be responsible. It's like, oh, yeah, and my Camel cigarette pedometer. It looks like a pack of Camel cigarettes. It'll hold your cigarette, and it'll count as many steps as you take while you walk into your grave.
There's another fitness tracker. I forget who makes it, but it actually just looks like a regular watch.
Yeah.
Like an analog watch. That people were a little excited about. Like, it, you know, it's got no features on it. You can't really, like, tell anything, but I guess it's Bluetooth or whatever. It's talking to your phone while making you not look like a dingus walking around.
That's true. I just don't want to look like a dingus. I look enough like a dingus, Tom.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said not me, but it's true. You know, last thing you need
I got ahead of it on that one.
Yeah, the last thing you need is... You know, somebody like, oh, I'm not sure if that guy's a dingus or not. Oh, look what he's wearing. Yeah, no, he's a dingus, all right.
And then you'd be there and be like, oh, you're not sure? Why don't you ask Jeeves? Tom,
mm-hmm.
I think we did a great job in our newly rebranded podcast, Complete Guide to Everything Consumer Corner.
Yeah. The number one consumer podcast.
In the world?
In the world. I just,
whoa!
It just came across the wire.
Congratulations, Tom. We did it.
Congratulations to you, Tim.
I know. I couldn't have done it without you believing in me, though.
I probably could have done it by myself.
You didn't, though.
Yeah, but I probably could have.
Yeah, but that's not what we agreed on.
Yeah, but
you signed
just,
the contract.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I, you know.
You want to do a brand new segment?
Sure.
Complete Guide to Everything Consumer Corner presents Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. Now, Tom,
mm-hmm.
a lot of consumers out there have problems. And I think what we should do in this segment is solve them.
Great idea.
All right.
This is a new, fresh segment.
This one, I think I can use her name.
Consumer X.
Consumer X. says, her name, oh, I'm just going to say it. Her name's Anna.
Okay.
The girl's name.
Right.
She writes, Dear Tim and Tom, I love the show. It brightens my day on the regular. And this is a girl, Tom,
mm-hmm.
who knows how to use a semicolon.
She put it in between.
Yeah.
Before it brightens my day on the regular.
Yeah. She used it correctly.
Passes mustard.
Thank you for that, she says.
Okay.
I have a problem that I think you may be able to shed some light on. Here's a little bit of backstory. My fiancé is a saint.
Wow.
He is selfless, and he's alive, so he's not that much.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I mean, I hope he lives a full and wonderful life. The two of you have a great life together, but stop calling him a saint.
Well, maybe it's like...
Disrespectful.
Tim, you've seen Madonna's Like a Prayer video. Maybe it's like that. You know, he comes to life at night.
What? I apparently have never seen that. Is it like Mannequin?
Yeah, it's kind of like Mannequin, but with saints. With a saint. Because what is it like?
A statue?
No, what is it like? You don't decompose if you're a saint. That's one of the things you have to do to become a saint.
No.
I think so.
No, because then you'd be able to, like, so I could go, like, to see St. Francis of Assisi's
Yeah, he's
body.
Somewhere. He's a, you know.
Yeah.
I think something like that. Maybe it's not a saint. It's something else that you become if your
Jesus,
body doesn't.
If you're a Jesus.
No. And it's not a mummy either. Don't say that. It's something.
Okay. My fiancé is a saint. He is selfless and empathetic. The kind of guy that sweeps spiders into jars to release outside rather than squishing them. She used a semicolon again. It's like, all right,
yeah,
again.
You get it.
No issues here until he turns on one of his various video game consoles. When he turns on one of his various video game consoles. When playing video games, my otherwise awesome partner morphs into a proverbial Dr. Jekyll. Isn't Dr. Jekyll the good one?
Yeah, Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde's the bad guy. Dr. Jekyll's a doctor, for goodness sake.
Hmm. I mean, maybe he'll turn into a good guy. Let's see. He promptly turns red, throws his controller, stomps his feet, and flails around.
What a baby.
All while yelling oddly paired combinations of expletives at the top of his lungs. Before we met, there was even an occasion in which he was visited by the local police.
What?
Because his neighbor had overheard him yelling, "I'll kill you, you effing bee," while playing Call of Duty. She wrote out those horrible words.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't say them.
Pardon me for sharing the example. Hey, no problem. I cleaned it up for the radio. Fine. I typically react to his gaming antics by getting angry myself and calling him a ridiculous man-child.
Well, it sounds like Jesus escalating the situation.
Especially when flying PS3 controllers nearly missed smashing into my more breakable possessions. Probably.
PS4.
Probably. The events surrounding his video game playing have caused at least 90% of the fights that we've ever had. I'm looking for a way. What?
90%? Wow.
Yeah, this guy's a saint otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a way to resolve this problem before someone else calls the cops thinking that there's a murder taking place in our apartment. Tim and Tom, what should I do? Ignore him? Hide the cords to his gaming consoles? Thank you in advance. If you choose to solve my problem, please don't use my name. Warm regards, Anna.
You idiot.
She didn't say that.
No.
She didn't say warm regards.
Turn down the difficulty. Go in the settings. Well, we're down a notch or two.
That doesn't happen when,
you're playing online?
Yeah. Is he one of these racial slurs guys online? It doesn't sound like it.
No,
right?
It doesn't sound like it. But, I mean, there's still, you know, there are still plenty of horrible people online that, you know, they don't use slurs, but they still, you know, cuss
right.
A lot. Should call up, Bill Gates, tell him about it. Like,
Bill Gates?
Bill Gates. Call him up and be like, we got a bad actor on your service here. What can you do about it?
Email Steve Jobs.
No.
He'll respond back to you. Sometimes he responds back to you, Tom.
Email the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
And tell them about what's going on, and they'll get involved.
Exactly.
So, you know.
I don't know, Tom. I think at some point...
Mm-hmm.
Video game playing
mm-hmm.
should be done in moderation, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think if somebody...
Well, she's not saying. I mean, we don't know if this is happening every night or if this is...
Sure. But if it's not every night,
mm-hmm.
then deal with it, Anna. Just go out. Go out with your girlfriend. Uh-huh. Go gabbing. Go watch your Sex in the City DVDs in the next room.
Or be like, I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes and never come back.
Yeah. Oh, leave them. Oh, that's the easiest thing. Break off the engagement.
No, not even just in the dead of the night. Just leave, you know? Leave everything behind.
Mm-hmm. Start a new life.
New
identity.
Life. Yeah. Sure, he'll search for you for a while. You know, he'll get the police involved. But, you know, in the end, you'll be happier, I think.
I think so.
But in the end, you'll be happier starting a new, fresh life with a different identity.
Right. I don't know. There's honestly, what should she do? She should probably just talk to him, right?
It sounds like she does talk to him. It's 90% of their arguments.
Yeah, but that's not... It doesn't seem like it's constructive.
Get him some less violent games. Get him, you know, be like, throw out your PS3, I got you a Wii. It's a more family-friendly console.
Yeah, but Tom, I was, I got...
Did you stream at Wii Fit?
Not Wii Fit, Tom, but in, I got sucked in by the siren song of Super Mario Kart 64 in college.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we'd all play freshman year
yeah.
in someone's room.
Did you have four controllers?
Yeah, we did.
Nice.
Yeah, it was the rich kid.
Yeah.
We all pretended
to be. Was
that
the only
friend.
System that had four ports? Well, I guess the GameCube did, too.
I don't know. I wasn't into any
But that was after, I think. But, I mean, Nintendo 64, I think, was the first one where they were like, we're putting four ports in this.
Yeah.
We're going bonkers.
And I would, at Mario Kart, I would scream horrible, horrible things. Cause like,
playing against other people or the computer?
Both.
Because somebody threw a turtle shell at you?
Yeah, but not even like, oh, I'm going to kill
banana,
you. But just like, you know,
grill.
No matter how non-violent the game or like whatever.
If it's competitive.
If it's a competition, Tom, people are going to get heated.
Mm-hmm.
You should, you know.
That's why I don't really play those online games.
Exactly. You should encourage him to
go
offline. No. Go offline. And if he wants to play against real people, have him join like a sport or something. And then if he's playing like, softball, and he screams mean things at people, then he'll get beat up. And that'll teach him, I guess it's not nice to scream mean things at people.
Yeah. Sounds like a bunch of really good solutions there.
Yeah. Well, try Bill and Melinda Gates first.
Oh, of course. That goes without saying.
And then Steve Jobs.
Well, no.
And then, I don't remember the others. The others are pie in the sky. Those first two, I think you should get out for.
Right.
The more realistic ones.
If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com.
Thanks for the letter,
Anna. And good luck with your garbage boyfriend.
Fiancé.
It was a fiancé?
Yeah, and he's a saint.
Well, it doesn't sound like it. No, all the saints I know, they didn't scream while playing video games. They were all really good at video games.
That's a weird thing they don't mention, is that all saints are really good at video games.
That's
it's
another
like,
thing.
It's like,
now,
are
you talking about the
it?
Band All Saints when you say that?
Yeah, who are we talking about otherwise?
Oh, no, that's who I was talking about, make sure.
Yeah.
If you like the show, you can go to ccdt.com and find out more. You can follow us on Twitter, @CompleteGuide. Follow me, @TomReynolds.
You can follow me on Twitter, @YourPalTim.
And you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CompleteGuide.
I really want to get more likes than Red Lobster, Tom. Hold on.
Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah, do you have other things?
Well, it's not all the Red Lobster.
I know, our local Red Lobster.
Our local Red Lobster. I set this up a while ago on the Facebook dashboard where you can like compare yourself to other pages and you can put in anything you want. And
right.
Put in the local Red Lobster.
Well, here's the thing.
Where do we stand against the local Red Lobster?
I can't get into this, Tom. The Wi-Fi here is all messed up.
Yeah, it has been acting up today.
Here's what I'd like to happen, Tom.
What's that?
I'd like to get a good rivalry going with that Red Lobster.
I don't think that they care.
What? Yeah, I'd like to see what they would do.
We're not in their dashboard. They're not comparing themselves against.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If we could get our people to go over there and start messing with their fans.
I don't think their fans are.
I just want to see what the Red Lobster, they changed. It's Facebook, I can't even find it. What the X?
What the X?
Where is it, Tom?
I don't know. Listen, nobody cares.
No, I care.
Like
us on Facebook. I wanna beat these guys.
And unlike our local Red Lobster, if you have.
Yeah, if you like our local Red Lobster.
What is it? Red Lobster Atlantic Center?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They stink.
Boo.
Boo, we're going to get more. But how does the one Red Lobster have so much more likes than us?
Because they have more customers.
What are you talking about? This is downloaded a million.
No, but more people have gone. That Red Lobster's been around for a long time, Tim. People really like it.
At some point, Tom.
They offer good seafood at an affordable price. Cheddar biscuits, too.
They act like it's not Lobster Fest all the time or Shrimp Fest.
It's not Lobster or Shrimp Fest all the time. Sometimes it's Crab Fest.
Not Crab Fest. Yeah. Ugh, gag me.
You don't like crabs? King crabs? Big king crabs? No crab?
I don't think I've ever had crab.
You never had crab? Yeah, you have. Yeah. Tim, we're going to go out to Red Lobster right now. I'm going to buy you some crab.
The only reason I'm going to go to Red Lobster with you, Tom.
the suede... People from liking it on Facebook?
No, I'm just going to do some recon. I'm gonna find out what it is that makes people so drawn to Red Lobster Atlantic.
It's the cheddar
Center.
Biscuits. I'm telling you.
No, but that doesn't translate. Why does that translate to Quix, Tom?
Because our cheddar biscuits, I'm just being honest here, aren't nearly as good.
That's personally offensive to me, Tom.
Well, I'm telling it like
it is. A long time, a lot of time.
I know you do. That's the problem. They're stale by the time you're done with them. It shouldn't take you 3 weeks to make cheddar biscuits.
That's the extra ingredient is love, Tom. No, and love don't come easy.
You're cooking them in the oven at 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's not high enough to cook biscuits.
What about 100 degrees Celsius?
Too hot.
Is it?
Maybe.
I don't know any of that.
See you next week.